You know, every once in a while, if we're reading the scriptures, if we're studying them, if we're listening to them, if we're open to the scriptures, we're going to hit difficult passages. We're going to hit passages where we're like, why is this here? Why did our Lord use that parable? Why is this passage in there at all? And it's all throughout the scriptures, whether Old Testament or New Testament, scripture passages that on their face seem very different to us. They seem very difficult for us to truly understand. And this is one of them. This gospel today is one of those that, in my opinion, is kind of a difficult one to think about, because it's not clear at first reading. What exactly is our Lord saying? It almost seems contradictory. First, he tells a parable about this dishonored steward who basically takes more money from his master by writing off these loans or writing down these loans, who is then praised for acting prudently. And it follows, our Lord follows that up by talking about how we need to be trustworthy as disciples of our Lord. It seems contradictory. It seems like there's something different going on here. After all, this parable doesn't show a message of honesty and trustworthiness. I mean, the steward defrauded his master. It said it squandered his property. He stole from his master and he blew it off. He did whatever, you know, went and spent it however he did. He treated it very poorly. He was not a good steward of his master's property. But then he uses his position, which was closing out, to set himself up with his master's debtors. He realized he was in a good position. He had an easy life there as a steward. A steward was basically a bookkeeper, a manager. You know, he didn't have to work any kind of physical labor. It was all, you know, pencil pushing, if you will. It was all paper and keeping track of who owed what and what did the master own and what did he have. It was an easy life. And he himself admits in this parable, you know, I'm not strong enough to dig and I'm too ashamed to go and beg. His pride could not handle having to go and beg for a living just to have enough food and shelter and so on to survive. So he defrauds his master further by cutting these loans. I mean, it must have been pretty nice for those who owed money to this person that all of a sudden, oh, hey, I only owe half as much as I used to owe. I only owe half as much oil, only owe, you know, 80 bushels of wheat versus 100 bushels of wheat, and so on. That must have sounded pretty good for those that he was changing these loans. And, of course, he was doing that because then he wanted to move in with them and be their steward. Hey, I helped you out. Why don't you give me a job and give me a place to live? You know, he was using his position, and he gets praised for acting prudently in that matter by our Lord. That's where we should be kind of scratching our head going, how exactly this guy act prudently? If he was acting prudently, he wouldn't have defrauded his master in the first place. He wouldn't have put himself in that situation where he had to do that. What our Lord was commenting on was with the shrewdness and the enterprising nature of this steward, that he was very quick to recognize that his position was about to change, and he worked with shrewdness to ensure that his easy life would continue. He was prudent in knowing his position in the world. This is what our Lord is praising, and he says as such, for the children of the world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation, as are the children of light. We need to be just as shrewd. We need to be just as enterprising in living our spiritual life, in looking for that eternal life which our Lord has promised us, you know, to be trustworthy in the small matters of the things of earth, so that we can be then trusted with the kingdom of heaven in the next. That is what our Lord is praising. He is telling us that we can't be naive in this world, and that we need to be constantly looking for ways to promote the kingdom of God, to bring about the kingdom of God here on earth, and to be enterprising and shrewd in doing that, looking for radical ways that we can go out there and proclaim the good news of the gospel. We need to be stewards of the gifts that we have been given. We need to recognize that the gifts that God has given us are gifts for us to share, to use for His grace, to use for His glory, to use for to bring about the kingdom of heaven. We need to be that shrewd and enterprising in exercising our gifts, in sharing our gifts. And first and foremost, the gift of salvation that we are all seeking, the gift of the gospel message, the good news of Christ showing us the way to eternal life. We need to be shrewd in sharing that message. So how do we do this? How do we be shrewd and enterprising as this steward was? You know, first of all, we listen to the words of St. Paul, who says that we should ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be offered for everyone, for kings and all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. Everything we do should start with prayer. If we are to truly understand our place in the world, as you will, using the parable, if we are to be shrewd and enterprising in sharing our gifts, we first of all need to pray. We need to thank God for those gifts. We need to pray for others that we are going to reach out to, that we are going to share our gifts with. Secondly, we need to be honest in our dealings with others. We need to be trustworthy before others. You know, not like this steward who was dishonest, but to be trustworthy. You know, our Lord says the person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. We need to be trustworthy in how we deal with others, to treat others with the respect and the dignity and the love that they deserve, that we don't treat them differently when they're in front of us versus when they're somewhere else. You know, it's so common, sadly, that we fall into this pattern of talking about people behind their backs, that when they're in front of us, we'll be nice and polite and respectful and everything in front of them. But as soon as they're out of sight, as soon as they're out of earshot, we're talking about them. We're treating them with disrespect when they're not there. We're tearing down their reputation. We're maybe even telling lies about them. That's being dishonest in a small thing, and that small thing is that respect for that other person. We need to be honest. And we also includes being truthful, not telling lies to make ourselves look good, not telling tall tales, not telling or trying to get out of situations that we're not, you know, we know we can get in trouble because we didn't do what we were supposed to do, or we did something that we know we shouldn't have. We need to always be truthful with others. Treating, again, that's a measure of respect for the other person, but also being trustworthy ourselves, that we are trustworthy, that they know that when they hear it from us, it is the truth, that they don't have to question whether or not we're lying to them because they know that we are trustworthy. And then third of all, if we are to be good stewards, if we are to truly, you know, be shrewd and enterprising in being these good stewards of the gifts God gave us, well, one of those gifts is the message of the gospel. And we need to be shrewd and enterprising in finding ways to share that gospel, to go out there and evangelize, to spread the good news of salvation with boldness and excitement. Not thinking that what we believe as Catholics is something we keep to ourselves, that it's reserved to us and we have to keep it private. If people want to know about it, you know, they can come to church, but we, you know, I'm not going to talk about it. We can't be like that. We have to be bold in our faith. We have to go out and proclaim this truth that has been given to us for the salvation of the world, this truth that has been given us to share. You know, when we look at our country today, we look around us, you know, you watch TV and what do you see? Commercials. Well, commercials are evangelization. They are evangelization for a product. You know, you turn on football today and you will see beer commercials and car commercials and chip commercials and all these commercials. What are they trying to do? They're trying to evangelize you so you buy their product. They want to share what they're offering, which is their product, because it brings them money. Well, we should be just as bold as those evangelizers in going out and sharing what we have to offer, the product, if you will, of what we have to offer, which is the good news of Christ. We should be willing to get out there and to share it openly. just as Pepsi is more than happy to share openly the message of drink Pepsi. They're more than happy to do that. Why aren't we? That's what it means to be a good steward with this gift, to be shrewd and enterprising in sharing our gift, to be prudent with this gift of salvation. Because we have a message of great joy in a world that seems to be devoid of true joy. We have a world where it seems like joy is missing unless you're buying something or you're watching football or something like that. But we have the message of true joy that we are to share with the whole world. This message of salvation. May we be as prudent, enterprising, and shrewd as that servant. May we go out there and be as bold in proclaiming that good news, to lead ourselves and to lead others to Jesus.